The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Fantastic to have you back with me this afternoon, Rolien. Are you well?
I am always well when I'm speaking to you.
That's the correct answer. Let's start with something happy this afternoon. Incredible that finally Jews in Hollywood standing up for their brethren. Apparently a bunch of stars signing a letter rejecting a boycott of the Tel Aviv Film Festival.
Absolutely. I mean, what is very interesting to see on the collection of names, and I'll go through them in a second, is Stephen Fry. Stephen Fry, British actor, was a proponent of boycotts before, not the greatest fan of Israel, and he has signed this. So this is a letter that has been organized by the Creative Community for Peace. They're a nonprofit that seeks to increase communication, break down all the aggressive attitudes and BDS towards Israel, and encourage the creative community, that is writers, artists, actors, singers, producers, agents, anybody who's in that field, to be more engaged with Jews and with Israel, and of course to break down the effect of BDS. So last week there were calls for boycotts of the upcoming Tel Aviv International LGBTQ Festival, and a letter has been put forward by CCP, and we have signatories that include super duper queens like Dame Helen Mirren. I mean, is there nothing like a dame? Sharon Osbourne, Diane Warren, Mila Kunis, Melissa Rivers, Emmanuel Shrieky, Jonathan Lipnicki, Lance Bass, Greg Berlanti, a whole lot of major stars, Neil Patrick Harris, and various others who have said and signed the letter that says, we believe that anyone who works to subvert TLV Fest merely adds yet another roadblock to freedom and justice, equality and peace that we all desperately desire, especially for the LGBTQ community that is persecuted throughout the Middle East and around the world. Artists should never be silenced and art should never be subverted for a political goal. So, bam, take that upside the head, haters. Other signatories include Zachary Quinto. So, really, Hollywood coming out and taking a firm stand for peace.
It's very good to see them standing up for what they believe in, because normally they cowered into silence. And I'm not sure if you've seen a report that was doing the rounds in the newspaper probably last week or so, where a non-Jewish English actor acted a Jewish role, and the amount of abuse that this man has had to face since just acting a Jewish role, he says, has just been insane.
Well, this is the Ridley Road that you're talking about. In fact, one of my partners just wrote an article about that. He played a character. This is about a very, very famous stand against fascism in the UK in the 1960s. It's a drama that's running on the BBC at the moment. And he took the most horrific abuse. And it's opened his eyes. And I've noticed that in the weeks since he has endured this horrendous abuse, he has come out taking a stand against anti-Semitism, against fascism. I love that he said he thinks he's the dogs, but some other people don't think so. And he has just been the recipient of an online pile on everything from Free Palestine, because of course nothing says Free Palestine than engaging in the most disrespectful, outrageous abuse, to that those old anti-Semitic tropes that we are all familiar with.
And there I was thinking you weren't going to know what I was talking about. Let's move on to the fact that the US is rebuking Israel, apparently quite strongly, over planned settlements.
Mm-hmm. So there was an announcement to market tenders for more than 1,300 housing units in the West Bank. This was yesterday, and some very, very uncomfortable conversations, difficult conversations taking place. One between a member of the U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem, Michael Ratnani. He called Shimwit Meir. He's the advisor to the Prime Minister for International Affairs. A very difficult conversation, and another difficult conversation last night between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and our Defense Minister Benny Gantz. The Biden administration has made very clear their position on what they see as settlement buildings. I know that settlements are a very, very controversial issue. You know, many people saying they are the obstacle towards peace. I'm of the opinion that they may be a obstacle, and I can see where people get irate, but they are not the obstacle to peace. And it is a much more complicated issue than we seem to think. You know, it's not always about building new areas. It's not always about building new homes. Sometimes it's just about building a pergola on your existing structure. So it is a very, very difficult, very contentious, and very controversial subject to talk about.
And I must tell you, Rolene, I am just so surprised that it ever came to the fore, because given the fractious nature of the Israeli coalition, I just didn't think there was room to make decisions of this kind.
Well, yes, and it's definitely going to it's going to lead to a lot of difficult discussions in the Knesset, and perhaps they need to be had. But every time that Israel does announce these kind of goings on, there is a lot of resistance and a lot of criticism.
Let's talk about the fact that there could perhaps be a U.S. waiver of visas for Israelis. Why is this happening only now?
Well, this also has been a subject that's been up for discussion. And some people think, you know, it's those U.S. people, you know, they don't want to give Israel visas. It's actually not. It's also a lot more complicated. And legend has it, and also facts, is that Israel actually asked for this to be in place because of trying to keep track of the easy passage of a terrorist. But times have changed, and we are moving on, and some things have become easier. And the U.S. Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, he has announced that the United States is considering adding 4 countries to its visa waiver program. So what will this do? This will allow citizens to visit the U.S. without a visa for up to 90 days. And they're hoping to include Israel, Bulgaria, Cyprus, and Romania to this. And he says, you know, we have these 4 candidate countries in the pipeline. He says, we're very, very focused on the program because it provides significant economic and security benefits. So this is really great. This is an issue that the Prime Minister discussed when he was in the meeting with Biden just several weeks ago. I've just had a message coming in from an organization called Children of Peace. They have said, "Hi, Rolene, Dame Helen is a friend of Children of Peace." So we have some listeners in the UK, Simon. They're listening to us right now, messaging me in at the moment.
Doesn't surprise me in the slightest. All right, and we're also celebrating 27 years of peace with Jordan.
Yes, we are. So yesterday, our president, Isaac Herzog, incidentally met today with the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, who's also the head of the African Union. Just putting it out there. You know me, Simon, I'm as subtle as Chernobyl. But, Yep. Isaac Herzog, our president, writing to King Abdullah, talking about the incredible peace that exists between our two countries and speaking about the peace going from sort of like a lukewarm or cold peace to becoming a warm peace. We also have heard from our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, also taking to social media to address it, saying, you know, it's a day of celebration, this extraordinary peace between our two countries.
Ro, very, very quickly, I want to involve you in a discussion that is happening here on my SMS line. We were talking about Churchill earlier today. One of the listeners, M, weighing in saying Churchill was a strong supporter of the Jews, and somebody else, Unsigned, saying Churchill was a noted anti-Semite. In 40 seconds, do you know anything about that issue whatsoever?
He definitely was not an anti-Semite. He was somebody who campaigned, as has members of his family, for a Jewish state. He has been a strong supporter and was a strong supporter of the Jewish community. His grandson, Randall Churchill, visited at the behest of one of the communal organizations and spoke very, very highly of Churchill's love for the Jewish people. I also want to clarify another comment that has come in. I know that His Royal Highness Prince Charles has been invited to Egypt and to Jordan. Some people are saying he's snubbing Israel. He is not. These tours are done at the behest of the British Foreign Office and not at the request of the British royal family. So just clearing up those two misnomers there.
Thank you, Rolene. And I just love the fact that whatever I throw at you, you handle with just such aplomb. Thank you. We'll end the week together tomorrow.
And they said I couldn't play sports in school.